I think you're all tongue-tied, all of you.
Scully left, but upstairs in his room, the Swede was swiftly fastening the straps of his great valise.
Ah!
Scully's wrinkled visage showed grimly in the light of the small lamp he carried. He resembled a murderer.
Man! Man, have you gone daffy?
Oh no! Oh no! There are people in this world who know pretty nearly as much as you do. Understand?
By cracky, I've never heard of such a thing in my life. It's a complete muddle. I can't for the soul of me think how you ever got this idea into your head. And did you sure think they were going to kill you?
I did.
Why, man, we're going to have a line of electric streetcars in this town next spring.
A line of electric streetcars?
And there's a new railroad going to be built down from Broken Arm to here. Not to mention the four churches and the smashing big brick schoolhouse. Then there's the big factory too. Why, in 2 years, Romper will be a metropolis.
Mr. Scully, how much do I owe you?
You don't owe me anything.
Yes, I do.
He then took 75 cents from his pocket and tendered it to Scully, but the latter snapped his fingers in disdainful refusal. However, it happened that they both stood gazing in a strange fashion at the three silver pieces on the Swede's open palm.
I'll not take your money, not after what's been going on here. Here, come with me a minute.
No.
Come on. I want you to come and see a picture just across the hall in my room.
Scully flashed the light high on the wall of his own chamber. There was a revealed and ridiculous photograph of a little girl. She was leaning against a balustrade of gorgeous decoration, and the formidable bang to her hair was prominent. The figure was as graceful as an upright sled stake, and, withal, it was the hue of lead.
There. That's the picture of my little girl that died. Her name is Carrie. She had the prettiest hair you ever saw. I was that fond of her. Look, man, that's the picture of my little girl that died. Her name was Carrie. And then here's the picture of my oldest boy, Michael. He's a lawyer in Lincoln and done well. I gave that boy a grand education and I'm glad for it now. He's a fine boy. Look at him now. Ain't he bold as blazes? Him there in Lincoln. An honoured and respected gentleman. An honoured and respected gentleman. Now, there's only one more thing. I'd keep it under me pillow if it wasn't for that boy Johnny. Then there's the old woman. Now, where is it now? I never put it twice in the same place. Ah, now, come out with you. I fetched him.
Kneeling on the floor, he unrolled the coat and extracted from its heart a large yellow-brown whiskey bottle.
No, no.
Drink. Drink.
And you? Will you drink too? You will drink too?
Scully forced the bottle to the Swede's mouth, and as his lips curled absurdly around the opening of his throat worked, he kept his glance burning with hatred on the old man's face. Down in the room with the stove, after the departure of Scully, the three men, with the cardboard still upon their knees, preserved for a long time an astounded silence.
That's the dodge dangest Swede I ever see.
He ain't no Swede.
Well, what is he then? What is he then?
It's my opinion, he's some kind of Dutchman. Why, yes, sir. It's my opinion, this fellow's some kind of Dutchman.
Well, he says he's a Swede anyhow. What do you think, Mr. Blank?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what do you think makes him act that way?
Why, he's frightened. He's clear frightened out of his boots.
What at? What at?
Oh, I don't know. But it seems to me this man has been reading dime novels. And he thinks he's right out in the middle of it. The shooting and stabbing and all.
But this ain't Wyoming. Now, none of them places. This is Nebraska.
Yes. Why don't he wait till he gets out west?
No, no. It isn't different there even. Not in these days.
but he thinks he's right in the middle of hell.
It's awful funny.
Yes. This is a queer game. I hope we don't get snowed in, because then we'd have to stand this here man being around with us all the time. That wouldn't be no good.
I wish Pop would throw him out.
You wouldn't believe it.
Gosh.
Come now, move up and give us a chance at the stove. Come get over there.
Plenty of room on the other side of the stove.
Do you think we want to sit in the draft?
No, no. Let the boy sit where he likes.
All right, all right.
The Swede began to talk. He talked arrogantly, profanely, angrily. Johnny, the cowboy, and the Easterner maintained a morose silence while old Scully appeared to be receptive and eager, breaking in constantly with sympathetic ejaculations.
Oh, now I am thirsty. I could drink a whole river. I go for a drink of water.
I'll get it for you.
No, I'll get it for myself.
He arose and stalked with the air of an owner off into the executive parts of the hotel.
Upstairs, he thought I was trying to poison him.
Say, this makes me sick. Why don't you throw him out?
Why?
In the snow.
He's all right now. It was only that he was from the east, and we thought this was a tough place, that's all. He's all right now.
He may be all right now, but I don't see. At the time, he was scared, and now he's too fresh.
What do I keep? What do I keep? What do I keep? I keep a hotel! A hotel, do you mind? A guest under my roof has sacred privileges. He is to be intimidated by none. Not one word shall he hear that would prejudice him in favor of going away. I'll not have it. There's no place in this here town where they can say they ever took in a guest of mine because he was afraid to stay here. Am I right?
Oh, yes, Mr. Scully. I think you're right.
Yes, Mrs. Scully. I think you're right.